Wala akong may banana ako sa bibig.
Oh, sige, kainin mo muna yung saging mo. Go.
Anyways, hello everybody. Yan ba yung in-expect mo?
Hindi eh, meron ka, hindi, meron yung mas, ano eh, mas eccentric way of saying.
Sige, kunwari i-impersonate mo ko, how would you open it? Kunwari ikaw ako.
And take two. Hello! Ganun ka mag hello.
Pangit!
Oo! Oo, ganun ka mag hello.
Tapos ipapublish mo, hindi mo man lang i-edit out.
Alam mo, ikaw nahuhuli ka talaga eh. Hindi mo talaga pinapakinggan yung mga episode natin.
Hoy, pinapakinggan
eh,
ko ha.
Hindi
Hindi, ganito. Hindi pinapakinggan ko siya pag na-publish na. Because that's how we trust the editor. Oh, ano? Ano? Oh!
Kinaw.
Oh, ano? Pero ayun na nga. So, nakapag-hello na si Kesh. Nakapag-hello na rin ako.
Kumusta kayo? Alo?
Kala mo sasagot.
Ikaw da, kumusta ka? For the past few weeks.
Okay lang. Binubuhay ako ng beroka.
Ay, buti ka pa ako na-excite na kung matanggap yung beroka ko for this month. Anyway, ayun na nga. Kasi itong episode na to, pag-uusapan natin ang about being independent. Oh, ayun na yung topic natin, guys. About being independent.
Para sa mga ngayon lang nakikinig, ako si Daryl.
At ako si Kesh.
And this is... Is this thing on?
The podcast. Wow.
Oh, diba? Parang mid-sentence, mag-i-introduce. Oh, kasi nakalimutan namin. Pero, nagawa pa din namin. So,
yes. Very shitty.
Yun naman yung mahalaga. Yeah. You tick all the boxes in your outline. O, diba?
It's so difficult kasi to do something because you know that you'll be the one to figure out how to do it. Like, nobody's gonna tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the reason why I'm having a hard time.
Having a hard time what? Introducing yourself?
Parang, I don't know if this is the right thing. Or like, is this the right way to do it? Is this the wrong way of doing it? Am I making mistakes
so
right now?
Ah, like, yeah. Right now?
Yeah, no, in life in general.
Ah, okay, so we're in the topic na. Pinag-uusapan mo yung intro.
Yun din! Kasama na yun! Didn't you see the smoothness of me transitioning to the actual topic?
Yeah, okay.
Yun nga. Kasi ang hirap. Pero anyway, before I go and start ranting and shit, yun nga sabi ko, ang topic natin for this episode is about independence. Wow! Pero, I was gonna start with a question. When was the first time na naisipan mong maglayas? Or like, sabihin natin maglayas. Let's start there. Kasi ano eh.
Kasi yung notion natin of being independent at that time.
Yes, exactly. So I want you to go as far as you can. Like the first memory that you remember na sinabi mo sa sarili mo, parang gusto ko lang maglayas. Ayoko na.
Ay, oo,
na dito
sa
bahay, ganun.
Oo, meron ako. Kasi, alam mo sa Maria Baza sa Baguio, di ba doon kami nakatira? Yung likod ng bahay namin ay isang bundok. Siyempre, malamig sa Baguio, di ba? Oo. Yung nanay ko, pag feeling ko nagiging mean siya sa akin, I love her so much. Pero meron yung mga ganong times na feeling ko mean siya sa akin kasi parang napagawa niya ako ng chores tapos pinag-aaral niya pa ako. It's too much. Ganun.
Oo.
So, may ganun. Every time na nangyayari yun sa akin, naiisip kong maglayas. Tapos, kaya ako kinakwento to kasi hanggang ngayon, naaalala ko kung paano ko siya iniisip gawin. Alam mo yung mga binabenta sa SM o sa malls na yung mga plastic containers na may gulong tapos may lid siya tapos medyo transparent.
Ah, okay. Oo.
Alam mo yung, basta may mga parang, 3 feet yung length. Basta may gulong siya na container. Oo, di ba binibili yun ng mga titas and titos to like put their stuff in.
Meron kasi kami,
correct, exactly that. So you can picture it na, di ba? Meron kaming ganun, except na nung bagong bili siya, parang in love ako dun sa container na yun kasi may gulong. So, sinasakyan ko siya, tapos, ano ko, tapos meron akong lid. May lid yon. Kaya ako to naalala kasi, meron yung one time, isang hapon, naging mean sa akin si mama. I think may pinapagawa niya yata ako ng math homework. Kasi ayoko mag-paces. Sabi ko, maglalayas na lang ako. Kaya ko to. So, ang iniisip ko ay, dadalhin ko yon, yung container na yon, lalagyan ko ng kumot yung floor ng container na yon, maliit na unan, tapos yung lid.
Doon ka nalang titira.
Tapos, pupunta ako sa bundok sa likod ng bahay namin. Such a way na hindi ako makikita. Pero nandun lang ako, natutulog, doon na ako magsisindi. Alam mo naman sa Baguio, di ba? Pag sa may, you know, as kids, you will light fires with all those pine needles.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah.
So I know how to light a fucking fire with a fucking lighter. Of course. I will survive, diba? Tapos pag tulog sila mama, magsisneak in ako sa bahay to get food. Feeling ko, it was a very bright idea to the point na I kinda tried it.
Really?
Oo. Tapos dun ko na subukan matulog. Pero hindi rin ako nakatulog kasi naka-fold yung legs ko. So, syempre, masakit sa knees. So, fuck this. I have to like live, go back. You know,
it's not
ba?
Working.
Oo. Yung age, hindi ko alam ha. Pero kasha pa ako dun sa container na yun. Yung ganong
so, bata age. Ka pa? Like, super...
Oo. Lalo na pag yung papaluin ka.
Oo. I know.
Yung papaluin ka. Like, maglalayas na lang ako. Ganun.
Oo.
Ikaw ba?
Ako, ano eh. Medyo, ano na ako noon, mga teenager na. Kakapasok ko lang ng...
rebellion.
Siguro 13 or 14 na gusto ko nang maglayas. Tapos sabi ko, pupunta na lang ako sa bahay ng churchmates ko. Ganun.
Ay, wow!
magiging palamunin ako doon. Kasi may kapit-bahay kami na churchmate namin eh. So, kung doon na lang ako kadala ate, ganun, oo. Hindi. Oh, parang same din sa'yo. Pag mean yung parents ko or nag-aaway kami ni mama, which was very, very frequent. And she was being unnecessarily, you know, not nice. Parang gusto ko maglayas. Pero if I had to like pull a specific memory, I remember there was this time na nag-aaway kami ni mama. And it was very bad. Like, sigawan levels, ganyan. Tapos, so, pinagalitan din ako ng tatay ko. Eh, matapang kasi ako as a teenager. Very, alam mo yung sumasagot-sagot talaga, ganyan. Tapos, hala, wait lang ba? I-share ko ba to? So, sinasagot-sagot ko kasi yung tatay ko. Ay, hindi, sinasagot ko yung mama ko. Tapos, so, pinagalitan ako ng tatay ko. Tapos, sinagot ko din siya. Sinigawan ko siya. Like, in a space. Tapos, syempre, basos, di ba? Sinampal ako ng tatay ko. Yung tatay ko, malaking tao. Malaking tao yung tatay ko. So, malakas. So, parang, like, naramdaman ng,
ng kaluluwa
naramdaman
mo.
Ng buong kaluluwa ko. Yung sampal. Tapos, I was like, nobody loves me in this house. Ganyan. Tapos, nagkulong ako sa kwarto. Tapos pinag-isipan ko, alis na ako dito, minamaltrato ako. Ganun. Tapos lalabas na ako ng lalabas na ako ng bahay. Like this oras na ng gabi noon. Tapos may dala-dala akong unan. Yun na, sabi ko, babalik ako na lang yung stuff ko sa umaga.
Unan
sa bahay
muna.
Na churchmate, unan muna.
Unan muna ay, bago unan. Pagkain.
Oo, unan lang. Tapos nakita
bago
ko ng tatay
pera,
ko.
Ganyan, unan.
Pinagalitan tuloy ako, lalo ng tatay ko. Saan ka pupunta? Sabi ko, kala ko mawala na kayo pa sa akin. Kaya, pinagalitan
ano
ako lalo.
Ano yun?
Lalayos, may dalaw unan.
Gusto ko yung may pa-monolog ka pa. Okay,
oo.
Game.
Pero feel ko doon. Parang yun yung, hindi yun yung first siguro na naisipan kong gusto kong maglayas. Pero yun yung vivid memory.
Ah, okay.
Na naalala ko. Na feel ko ng teenager ako, gusto ko na talagang maglayas. Doon, nagsastart na siya. Nagsastart na siya. Like, I can't wait to leave the house, to live on my own. Like,
so recurring
I wouldn't
thoughts
have.
Siya.
Oh, it was a recurring thought.
Mm.
especially when me and my mom would have an argument. Kasi very, ano eh, I'm pretty sure sa lahat naman ng families, laging, alam mo yun, hindi maiiwasan na may argument between the parent and the child. Mas lalo na pag matigas ang ulo ng child, that strong-willed sila.
Mm-hmm.
Pero that was happening with us. So, hindi na ako, it wasn't healthy for any of us in the house na nangyayari yon. Kaya feeling ko doon, sabi ko, I think it would be better talaga if I would get to leave the house and live become on my own.
Tapos, kailan ka naman naging independent?
Matagal-tagal pa bago nangyari yon. Pero, let's proceed then to the next question. Ikaw, kailan ka na-experience ang quote-unquote independence?
Na-experience ko yung second year college. Parang first year college, super ano pa, super parang nagbibigay sila ng allowance, ganyan-ganyan. 17 years old ako nag-first year. First year pa lang ako, nag-apply-apply na ng trabaho kasi I really wanted to, you know, not become independent. Kasi para pag nagkamali ako sa buhay, hindi...
Oh, you mean to say you wanted to become independent?
I wanted to become independent. Ay, what do you mean? What was the question? Sorry.
Sabi mo kasi you wanted to not become independent. Sabi mo.
Ay, hindi. Sorry. I wanted to become independent. It's my subconscious speaking. Charot. Hindi. I wanted to become independent. Pero walang company ang gustong mag-hire sa akin kasi underage pa ako. Like 17. So umaasa ko sa mga tutor sa school. Ganyan-ganyan. Pero nung nag-18 ako, second year college, doon ako nagsimulang magtrabaho.
What was your first job?
So, yung first job ko ay naging tutor ako para sa isang online school.
Ganun. Yeah. Online tutorial services. Ganun.
Basta parang ganyan. Tapos, by 18, doon ako nakakuha ng debit card, yung payroll account, ganun-ganun. So, doon na nag-transition na I made decisions for myself, like where I would rent, pay rent, using my salary, ganyan, food.
Yeah.
Doon na nag-transition, doon na nag-start. Ikaw ba, college ka din ba?
College. Actually, oo. College level. Oo. Parang, I think okay. The universe lined up some things for me so that I could actually, you know, negotiate na living on, if not on my own, like, or like, by myself, outside our house. For my 18th birthday, I talked to my dad. Sabi ko, Papa, parang mas maganda ata na mag-boarding house na lang ako. Eh, sakto, meron kaming church member na may pa-boarding boarding house sa may Engineers Hill, yung malapit sa school natin.
Church member so, sabi yon? Ko,
church member
yung
yon.
Yung una mong tinirahan?
Oo.
What? Hindi ko. Oh my God. Kaya pala tayo nagsasneak in.
Crazy, no? Ang tapang-tapang natin. Anyway, ayun. Sabi ko kay Papa, Papa, mas makakabuti ata kung mag-boarding house na lang ako doon kasi kilala mo naman sila, kilala naman natin sila. Alam mo, it's practical and it's also safer, sabi ko. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, practical how? Like, you're gonna spend, tawag doon, rent na meron naman tayong bahay dito sa Baguio. Bakit? So, I did the computation, ha? I'm bad at math, pero I did the computation talaga. Niya, sabi ko, bigyan mo ako ng budget. Sabi ko, kaya kong budgetin yan. May nakita ko sa kanya yun. This is how much I would spend for food. This is how much I would spend for school. This is how much you would need to spend for the, ano, and mas makakatipid kesa yung mag-taxi ako back and forth. Tapos, at least makakapahinga pa ako, ganyan, ganto. So, pumayag siya. And I was like very, very happy kasi parang it was my first taste of quote-unquote independence. Syempre may quotes kasi hindi naman talaga ako independent doon. I was still asking for money from my parents. Like, they would mm-hmm. still give me allowance. Although it was very small. But I can say that it's also part of being independent kasi I was the one budgeting my money na eh. They would just give me the money and ako nang bahala doon. Diba? So, yun yung first taste of independence, and it was very, I felt like I was living life for the first time. Kasi, alam mo yun, like, I was taking care of myself na ako na yung nagluluto ng pagkain ko, ako na yung nagbabudget ng pera ko.
Mm-mm.
And it was very, very good experience for me. Ayun.
Doon nag-start. Yun nga, independent ka na since then. Actually, until now, I can say na you've been living independently.
Ayo, ngayon.
How did that go for you, that entire experience up to this day?
It taught me how to budget. And if I didn't budget my money, I would be
yeah,
hungry.
Okay, how did that go? Because like...
kasi, okay, like, so nung college, diba? Ganito kasi tayo nung college. Siyempre, hindi ko to sinabi sa tatay ko, pero isa sa mga reasons kung bakit gusto kong mag-boarding house na lang ako near our school ay para makauwi ako ng late. Dahil, di ba, may mga orgs tayo noon, tapos may mga
parties.
Wala pa tayo sa level ng parties noon eh. More like yung hangouts with the org mates, with the friends. Eh dahil malayo pa nga kami noon ng bahay.
Hindi
at yung last trip, yung last trip ng jeep ay like 8 o'clock. Hindi ako makaka-stay and hang out with friends. Noon. So, when I started to go to the boarding house na and I lived close, I could stay late and I could hang out with friends. So, mas na-develop yung relationship ko with friends noon.
Mm-hmm. Your social
I had more time. Yeah, yung social life ko. Pero syempre, kasi with hanging out with friends, syempre hindi naman naiiwasan na nagumastos gastos, di ba? Hindi wala kayong gastos, pero may gastos pa rin. So, ang nangyayari nun, wala naman kasi sa budget plan ko. Wala namang budget for gastos with friends. Like, it's literally just your food and then your school expenses.
Uh-oh.
So, very maliit lang talaga yung budget ko nun. So, ayun, ang nangyayari... Ito talaga yung yung nangyari sa mga college students. Yung pansit canton na lang yung pagkain.
Uy, relate ako dyan.
Di ba? Mabubuhay naman tayo sa pansit canton. So, pansit canton palagi. Pero binabudget ko nun, like, sa grocery ako bumibili para mas makatipid, ganyan.
Pero pansit canton pa din.
Pansit canton. Pansit canton pa rin.
Nasubukan mo ba yung nakatingin ka pa lang sa package ng pansit canton, tapos parang nasusuka ka na?
Ay, wala pa. Thankful.
Umabot ako sa ganun. Parang parang meron akong isang sem na puro, kasi hindi ako marunong magluto. So, puro either fried egg or fried egg with pancit canton. Or fried egg or fried egg with noodles.
Oo.
To the point na nakakita ako, as in, nakakita pa lang ako ng, parang after that sem, nakakita, hindi ko pa siya nahawakan, hindi ko pa siya naamoy. Parang naduduwal na ako, ganyan. So parang kailangan kong maghanap ng bagong ulam.
Oo.
At mahal bumili ng ulam. Oo, kailangan lulutuin mo.
Kasi di ba parang ang budget meal noon ay 35 to 50 pesos.
Oo, parang 35-40 pesos. Depende sa number ng ulam mo, di ba?
At kung anong ginagawa ulam mo, kung gulay man or karne, gano'n.
Oo, di ba ganyan. So ginagawa ko noon, magdadala ako ng kanin sa school. Or, dadala ko nung yun nga, kanin tas pansit canton. Tas bibila ko ng isang ulam na tig 15 or 10 pesos sa school.
Oo.
Ganyan. Tas yun na yun. Tapos, syempre nga, ingit ako kasi parang mga kaklase natin, meron pang pachaki. Meron pang coke in can. Like, what?
Olo, grabe, no? Sobrang galante nun. Tapos, natandaan ko nung may natandaan lang ako story. Kasi nung college, parang apat kami. Tapos yung dalawa, taga Manila. Tapos yung kaming dalawa, taga Baguio. So, yung mga taga Manila, medyo well off sila. So malalaki yung, alam mo yun, yung budget nila for the week, for the month. Tapos kaming taga Baguio, hindi kami well off. Like, we were poor. Huwag na natin sugarcoat. Poor kami. Tapos itong dalawang taga Manila, lagi sila nagyayaya na lumabas kami. Na kumain daw kami sa labas. Parang nagtatampo pa nga, kasi pag nagyayaya sila, hindi kami sumasama. Kasi nga, wala kaming pera. Pero it's hard to say that, mas lalo na pag bata ka. Kasi syempre, may onti ka pang pride, ganyan. Uh-oh. Like, you want to fit in. So, hindi namin masyado sinasabi yung, wala kasi kaming pera. More like, uuwi kasi ako maaga, ganyan. Hindi siya busy. Uuwi ako maaga, ganito, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. So, dumating sa point na ayun nga, nagtatampo nga, na bakit hindi kayo, parang ayaw niyo sumama pagka nagyayaya kami, ganyan. Tapos, parang sinabi ko ata na, wala kaming budget, wala akong budget para sa ganyan. Sabi, paano walang budget? Di ba may allowance ka naman, ganto ganto ganyan, ganyan. So, sumama kami one time, tapos parang sa 50s diner ata yun. So, syempre, naka-budget na nga yung allowance ko. Alam mo yung, hindi nila maintindihan na sa pagsama namin dito sa inyo, wala kaming pagkain for like 2 days. Oo, ganun. Tapos, yung nagyayaya sila, yung kahit sa Zago man lang. Alam mo yung Zago, diba?
Oo, eh, kahit nga yun ni, eh.
Oo, wala na akong lunch nito. Ito na yung lunch ko, ganyan. Tapos hindi ko, ang hirap i-explain sa kanila na ano, wala kasi kaming pera, ganun. Ito na yung pera ko, para dito. Tapos, ayun, wala, naalala ko lang yun. Kaya, pag nakikita ko yung Zago, masakit pa rin yung loob ko. Masakit pa rin yung loob ko. Pag nakikita ko yung Zago, kasi naaalala ko yung mga days na nagyayaya sila mag-Zago. Tapos dahil doon, hindi na ako nakapag-lunch the entire day. Ganun. Tapos doon naman sa in terms of yung sinabi mo, nagsasawa ka sa food. No? Ang nangyayari sa akin dati nung nag-boarding house ako, parang nga ma-budget. So, nagsasaing ako. Nagluluto ako sa bahay. Ang pinakamadaling lutuin kasi ulam ay, ano, di ba? Adobo. So, ang ginagawa ko, nagluluto ako ng adobo na pangmaramihan. Ang maganda kasi sa adobo, di ba, hindi siya mapapanis agad-agad.
Correct, correct.
Mas lalo na nasa Baguio. Hindi naman mainit. So, ang tagal niya talaga mapanis. Pwede mo siya paabuti ng like 1 week.
1 week? Uy, totoo yan. Totoo diba, talaga diba? Yan.
So, ang nangyayari, doon ako nagsawa. Oo, alam niyo, pag nagluluto ako ng ulam, like, siguro mga 3 days kong kinakain yung ulam na yun. And I'm like, sawan-sawa na ako. Ganyan. Pero wala akong choice eh. Yan yung pagkain na niluto ko, tapos nandun na yung budget ko. Nakatipid naman ako. In fairness, dahil doon, like, I got to spend more time with my friends. Diba? Natuto ko na, if you want to have fun, it's not gonna come easy for you. You would have to plan for it. You have to know how to budget it. And I think that is an experience. Like, that's one of the lessons that life taught me early compared sa ibang mga peers or sa mga friends natin during college who had, like, the money at their disposal kasi pinapadala lang sa kanilang friends nila. Ay, no, friends. Pinapadala lang sa kanila ng parents nila when they need it.
Kaya to work for it.
Yeah, sa'yo, you had to work for it, di ba?
You had to work for it.
Nag-start ako sa budgeting eh. But since I was very bad at budgeting, and I was like, if I just had the money. But then again, it's another story that maybe I'll share later. Ikaw, how did independence work for you? Like, when you started to work while studying at the same time, ano yung experience mo nun? Can you tell me, what did it feel like yung when you got your first salary, and how did that go for you? Like,
ay, oo. Like, actually, nung nakuha ko yung first salary ko dun sa company na yun, tinext ko agad sila mama na, uy, sumahod na ako.
Aww.
Oo. Pero ang ina-expect ko, like, before, even before college, ang ina-expect kong gagawin ko sa first paycheck ko ay, napapa-frame ko siya. Yun yung expect ko.
Wait, so, pag pina-frame mo ba, ibig sabihin, hindi mo siya mapapa-cash out, right?
Oo, parang it's your most memorable first paycheck. Pero nung when I got into reality and got that first paycheck, hanggang text na lang talaga ako sa nanay ko. Hindi ko na to mapapa-frame. Una sa lahat, kasi naka-debit card. Like, ano yun, ito-frame ko yung debit card. Parang, kung wini-withdraw ko to, hindi na siya ganun ka-symbolical. Ay, hindi ko naisip yun. Hindi, yung payslip na yung virtual din eh.
Abagay. Pa-print po ba yun? Sayang
hindi,
to.
Oh, basta ganun. So, hindi na siya first paycheck. Pangalawa, like, hindi talaga ako nakakuha ng check from work. Tapos, pangatlo, ano, kailangan ko siyang gastos agad.
Oo.
Kasi, yun, kailangan ko magbayad ng rent. Tapos, kailangan mo magpa-load, mga ganong shit. So, dumaan lang talaga din siya. doon ka na experience yung ano, nag-aaral ka tapos you have to, alam mo yung inaabangan mo na agad yung susunod na sahod kahit kakasahod mo lang.
Yeah.
Ganyan. So, kahit nung nag-work na ako, even after college, lagi yan. Like, paycheck to paycheck, day to day, control yung behavior mo based on how hard you've worked and how much you are getting. Doon ko na-experience na meron yung mga tao nagtatrabaho ng mas harder than you in your perspective. But they get less. Mga ganun.
Yeah.
At the expense of the independence we are all seeking to enjoy. Parang ganyan. To the point na meron yung mga times na gusto kong umuwi ng bahay. Like for a short period of time, tapos mamimiss nila ako. Tapos pag kinukwento ko lang na, so uuwi ako ng Cavite, right? Sabi ni mama, sobrang saya niya, uuwi ako, ganyan. Padala ng pamasahe, ganyan. Sumita pa padala ng pamasahe. Ganyan. So pagdating ko ng Cavite, may pagkain for me, ganun. And then, may privileged enough ako na yung nanay ko ay nakapaghain pag uwi ko. Tapos parang sarap-sarap. Parang shit, hindi ko kailangan isipin kung magkano yung ulam ko today. Ganon.
Yeah.
Pero at the same time, do I want to live here? Do I wanna like transfer schools and just live with my parents and go back to the to being dependent to them again? Parang hindi.
What were your expectations in nung hindi ka pa independent, nung magiging independent, quote-unquote independent ka pala, ano yung expectations mo nun? Tapos ano yung naging, ano yung na-realize mo na, ito pala yung reality ng
yun nga,
being independent?
Una, akala ko, pag magiging independent ka, you get to do the things that you want.
Yeah.
That's fake. It's fake news. You can't.
I know.
Oo, kasi 'di ba, again, tulad ng sabi ko kanina, bound tayo by the amount of the financial capacity mo that we are in. Ano pa ba? Na-expect ko din na makakaipon ako, ganyan.
Oo.
Like, oh, I'm gonna like save up for a house. Parang isang house. Gonna save up for a
car. That's a good one.
Oh, ganong shit. Parang what?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yun nga, in-expect ko na I will be like free from whatever sort of dependent na I had with my family. Pero yun nga, all those are like not entirely true.
Uh-uh.
I get to call the shots, pero the shots are limited. Ganyan.
So, yeah. That's
there are only two shots. Ikaw ba?
Ako na-realize ko yung expectations versus reality ko with independence. I think it happened when I started to work na.
Kailan ka ba nag-start mag-work?
Nag-start ako mag-work nung after second year of college. I talked to my dad. Kasi doon ko naramdaman nung nag-boarding house ako na I'm not really independent. I think I need more money. I wanted to be independent. And the only way that I could get money was to work. And since pwede naman mag-leave of absence sa school, mag-work muna kaya ako. Sabi ko, balik na lang ako. Ganyan. Tingnan ko kung kaya ko siyang pagsabayin. Ganon. After like 1 year of working. So, pumayag yung tatay ko. Ako naman, I was happy to know na ay, shit, meron na akong chance magkaroon ng, like, alam mo yun, real shot at independence, ganyan, ganyan. So, summer, I applied for work. Natanggap ako, my first work was call center. Eh, di ba nung mga times na yun, mataas pa ang...
Quote-unquote.
Oo, mataas pa ang sweldo ng call center kumpara sa ibang jobs. Kasi, yeah.
Bagong industriya.
Oo. So, uh-oh. I worked as a call center. My salary was... this was already high then. And I was like, fuck! I'm fucking rich! My salary was 12,000 pesos per month. Pero that time, I felt like, damn! You know, kasi kumpara mo sa wala kang pera noon, diba? Tapos ngayon, meron ka ng pera.
Uh-uh.
Tapos, my expectation was like, fuck, hindi na ako tatanggi pagka may magyaya sa akin, alam mo yun, like I would now be able to go with friends and go places, like go eat out. Kasi I never really experienced that.
Ang taas ng sahod mo noon, ah.
Oh, mataas na yun noon, 'di ba?
Oo. Ako ano lang eh, mga 6-8.
Oo, 'di ba? 'Di ba? Sabi eh, ano na 'yon? Mataas na 'yon nung time na 'yon. So ang expectation ko, like makakapag-save up ako, ganto-ganto, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos pero syempre, I was like what? 19 years old then. So I wasn't living with my parents anymore. Feeling ko noon, I was already mature enough to make decisions. Pero I would later learn na nope. Wala pa. Especially pag nanggaling ka kasi sa, pag nanggaling ka sa isang buhay, nanggaling ka, kala mo nakaalis na. pag galing ka kasi sa isang buhay, na lumaki ka na palagi kayong salat, palaging like, never wants, always needs, and minsan even the needs don't get, you know, met. Pagka nakatikim ka ng pera, you feel like you'll be able to spend it for whatever you want. And I think I might have done that for the first months. Na I just, hindi ko masyadong inisip yung pagbabudget. Kasi nga, syempre, compared to what I had before,
yeah,
it was so much more. So I was like, I'll be fine. I don't have to budget this anymore. I just need to, you know, itatabi ko lang yung pang rent ko, pang food ko, and then all of the rest is fucking mine and I would spend it however I would like to. But ayun nga, I later learned na no, this is not gonna do well. Kasi nangyari nun, parang yun, I overspent money, and then so the expectation na you can spend your money the way you want and you won't have any problems wasn't real. Like, you can spend it, sure, but you'll end up broke and like not eating anything. So yun yung natutunan ko nun, na parang, shit, I have to learn how to budget my money wisely. Yung hindi pwedeng, sige, okay lang yan, meron pa. Like, hindi ka maubusan. Kasi maubusan ka talaga ng pera, no? Pero there were moments, though, na talagang walang-wala na ako. And I had to talk to my dad. I had what? To say, Papa, pautang. Pero alam mo, it's funny kasi, sabi ng tatay ko, I remember that conversation. Kasi sabi niya, alam mo, maganda palang nauubusan ka ng pere. Sabi niya. Sabi ko, bakit? Sabi niya, kasi kinakausap mo kami. And I was like, shit.
Oh!
A part of me was like, yay, at least happy pa rin siya. na kahit na hindi siya like upset na hinihiraman ko siya ng pera, pero at the same time, I really felt bad. Shit, ang sama ako na mag-anak. Ganyan. Pero syempre, napapalitan na agad yun ng, yay, may pera na ako!
Ang tanong, binabayaran mo naman ba?
Oy, oo, binabayaran ko. Binabayaran ko naman ng next next 12 na namin. Ganun.
Ako hindi na eh. Kasi alam mo, nung mga bata tayo, naalala ko, pag may binibigyan ako ng mga lola, lolo, ganyan, ng pera, kukunin ng nanay ko, sabi niya, oh, I'll keep it for you first. Ganyan. Tapos hindi ko na siya nakikita ever. Ever.
Bayad daw like, yun. So, pagpapalaki sa'yo.
Uy, alam mo ba, sinabi din sa akin yun? Like, bayad daw yun.
Sabi sa'yo eh.
Pinili ko ba na ilabas niya ako dito sa mundong to? Ano? Pero ayun, so pag ako umutang naman sa kanila, hindi ko pinabayaran. Like, bakit? Anak mo ko? Oan mo? Oo, may ganun. So ano pa ba yung, kasi hanggang ngayon kasi eh, dapat sakop hanggang ngayon para naman relevant to this time at hindi lang tayo nag-reminis of the hard days. Now that you are still independent, ano yung mga natutunan mo all throughout these years?
When I wanted independence, I didn't realize na independence is not just, you know, being able to do what you want when you want it. It also entails a lot of responsibilities and not even just managing your money, budgeting it. It's also taking care of yourself. I remember the first time I got sick when I wasn't living with my parents anymore.
Oh,
Yeah, the first time I became really sick, ang tawag doon, trangkaso levels na hindi ka makabangon, ubo ako ng ubo, ang taas ng lagnat ko, and I felt like I was gonna die alone. Kasi nobody, like hindi ako makabili ng gamot, kasi I wasn't ready for it. I didn't, alam mo yun, hindi ako bumili ng gamot, you know, to keep, na just in case magkasakit ako. Kasi I never really thought about that because I was young. Mm-hmm. So when I got sick, nobody was gonna take care of me. Buti na lang, ang lakas-lakas ng ubo ko na narinig ng landlady namin. You know what she did? Pinasok niya talaga ako sa kwarto. She gave me a hot meal. She gave me meds. Na-miss ko nung time na yon. Bigla na-miss ko yung mama ko or like at least somebody looking after me nung nagkasakit ako nun.
Mm-hmm.
Doon ko na-realize na ayun, like ang hirap pala pag mag-isa. Ganun. Na-realize ko din na kung gusto ko talagang mag-live independently, I have...
Kailangan ko mag-jowa.
Hindi jowa yung naisip ko nun eh. Parang naisip ko talaga na parang I have to learn how to take care of myself, na yung hindi ko aabusuhin yung katawan ko to the point na magkakasakit ako. Dahil pag nagkasakit ako, mag-isa ako, sino mag-aalaga sa akin, di ba? Ako lang din ang mahihirapan. So I have to prepare for that just in case, ganito, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. Yun yung isa sa mga lesson na that hit me the hardest. Nung first years. Yung isa sa mga, another lesson I guess is, yon like,
ang privileged kasi natin pala.
No? Like, sa lack of privileges natin in life, like growing up, kahit we were not in a well-off family, kung tutusin, privileged enough na tayo that we were able to go.
Kasi ano, yun nga, marami pa rin mga Pilipino, kahit gusto nila, hindi talaga.
Oo.
Yun nga, parang maraming ang mga tao na hindi sila makapag-college in the first place kasi
Mm-mm.
they have to stay at home and work. Alam mo yun?
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Kasi I know of people who would want to be independent but can't. Like independent in the sense na they want to start a life of their own. You know,
mm-hmm.
without their parents making decisions or being a factor to their decisions. But they can't. Kasi hindi kaya eh. Like, ang daming factors. Pinakamalaki yung financial, ano?
Oo. Hindi lang yon. At ang root kasi ng financial, ano na yan, ay yung, for example, yung mga opportunities na meron, yung tools for us to get Mm-mm. that financial, for example, financial stability sa buhay.
Mm-mm.
Kaya, hindi lang siya porke nagpo-porsige ka, ganyan.
Oo, actually. Like, there are, for example, merong, kasi diba I'm inside a lot of, like, Facebook groups who, like, ask questions, like, to ask for advice. And I come across posts from people who are saying na, like, they wanna do this or that in their lives. Like, they wanna live with their partners or they wanna get married or, basta yun, like, something that they want to make a decision with in regards to their own life, but they can't kasi they live with their parents and their parents are either dependent to them, sila yung breadwinner, wala mag-aalaga ng parents nila. And it's so easy to say, eh di bumukod ka. Pero hindi kasi ganun kasimple yun eh, di ba? Hindi pala talaga ganun kasimple.
Oo. At hindi lang sa mga magulang to ha. Sa mga, for example tayo, independent tayo sa mga magulang natin, pero kunyari dependent tayo sa partners natin. Tapos nagli-live-in tayo together.
Oo.
Tapos eventually dumating yung day na I want to become independent from my partner or gusto ko na siyang hiwalayan.
Oo.
Tapos may mga kilala ko na hindi nila mahiwalayan kasi una, hindi siya logistically feasible, diba? Pangalawa, you know, thinking of living alone in this economy, diba?
Yes.
It's very hard, diba?
Yeah, it's very,
so,
very difficult.
There are a lot of, like, abused people who stay with their abusers because of this problem. And
yeah, and it's so easy for other people who are privileged.
Yeah, diba? It's easy for us to say na...
Yeah, yung hindi nila nakikita. Na it's not that easy. Like, leaving that situation is not that easy.
Yeah.
It takes a very, very big step, big, courageous step to do that. And a very big chunk of that courageous step is having the means to, like, yun, financial capacity.
Yeah, and we have to acknowledge that, na yun nga, it could be hard for many. Ganyan.
It so is not because hard, yeah.
Not because we were able to, you know, get out of our parents' households at a very early age, 'di ba? That's because we were privileged. We were privileged.
I think I was just lucky. Kasi we were not even privileged eh. I was privileged enough to know enough English to get into a call center agency.
You were placed in a school na that taught you proficient English, diba? Ganun shit.
True.
That other kids did not have access to. So,
yeah.
Ayun, we just want to acknowledge that being independent is
a privilege.
It is. So dahil dyan, meron akong mga tanong para sa'yo. For example, I think nasagot na yung tanong na kung bibigyan ka ng chance to become dependent ulit sa pamilya mo, you wouldn't do it, right? I think you've made that clear earlier.
Yeah. How about you?
Ako, I wouldn't na, pero not because of economic reasons.
Yeah.
It's because of why I really left home in the first place. And this was, like, again, as I said earlier, it was to not become accountable to my parents whenever I do shit in life. Like, they don't have a say, for example, sa sexuality ko, the choices that I make. Kasi nung bata tayo, sinasabihan tayo na, as long as you live under this roof, you know, Asian, you know, the popular Asian saying.
Yeah.
You follow these set of rules. And I respect that. Which is why I also respectfully left. Ganyan. Because I cannot with your religion. I cannot with these values. Diba? So I respectfully left. And because of those values and those values, things that I give premium to, I wouldn't go back. Pero kung dependence at dependence rin lang, nakaka-miss din. Like, I would love to go home and to, like, be taken care of by my mother, diba?
Yeah.
Nakaka-miss.
Yeah.
Pero, ayun. Pero siguro
ako kasi hindi ako inaalagaan. Ako kasi hindi ako inaalagaan ng nanay ko eh.
Pero kung ikaw ba, kunyari, diba? Kasi ikaw, Cash, ngayon may mga anak ka. Parang, paano kung yung mga anak mo, they did the exact opposite of what you did. Kasi ikaw, lumayas ka, quote-unquote, ganyan, at a very early age. What if they don't naman? What if they chose to stay with you? Anong gagawin mo? Like, forever, ha? Like, so, ang theoretical assumption, again, theoretical, ay ayaw nilang umalis sa bahay.
Okay. As a parent, na ako ha, like ako, as myself.
Ulit-ulit.
Hindi ko sabihin so, as a parent, nga? As myself. Okay.
As myself.
Ideally, they would go out into their own, like, you know, live on their own, be able to provide for themselves and, you know, have their own space.
That's the ideal.
Yeah, it's the ideal.
Okay.
Pero if they are in the situation na kailangan talaga nilang mag-live with me, let's say they have no choice, I guess that would be fine. No. Kasi ganito yan. Let me explain. Kasi other parents would say their kids are growing up so fast. They wish that their kids would, you know, slow down and growing up. They want their kids to stay with them for as long as they could. Ako, honestly, I don't know how this would sound, but I cannot wait for my children to be independent. Honestly.
So you have space. So you can have space for yourself.
Yes. So I could have space for myself. But I have to understand, and I'm realizing na kahit kasi ang mga anak ko ay lumaki na at maging, let's say, you know, capable of taking care of their own selves, I would still be their mom. Balik ta rin man ang mundo, I would still be their mom and they would still need things from me. and possibly me needing things from them, you know?
Okay.
So, I guess that's something that I have to come into terms with pa. I have to realize na motherhood doesn't end when college happens. It's not like what happened to me na parang alam mo yun. They would still need me. And I guess that's something that I should be grateful for. And I think I would be looking for that, you know, pag lumaki na sila. Ngayon, okay. Hindi ko lang ma-feel kasi syempre pagod ako. Kasi parang feeling ko, ay, kailangan ba kayo lalaki? Ganyan. Pero uh-oh. Feeling ko, pag tumanda naman na sila, hahanap-hanapin ko din yun. So going back to your question, if ever na kailangan pa nila, you know, if they would still need me in their life, let's say in that situation nga, they would still want or need to live with me because they still are dependent. Yeah. Kung gusto nila. Then, siguro I would take that as a compliment na, ay, they still want me in their lives. Ganon. Na I'm not someone who is insufferable that they would want to, you know, get rid of or they can't wait to run away from. Mm-hmm. I would take it as a good thing, I guess.
Okay, sige. Balik tarin natin ng onte. Paano pag, kunwari, 40 years old ka na, tapos hindi ka na nakapag-work, babalik tayo dun sa scenario na yung una kang nagkasakit, ganyan. Ganong version, pero mas matanda ka lang. You're just like 40 years old.
Sabihin natin, you mean to say when I'm old enough and I need someone to take care of me, ganon.
Oo, except that katingkati na silang lumayas or lumayas na sila.
They have their own lives na. Which is, yeah, that's possible. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I guess this is why people have partners. I don't know. I mean, if they would help me, that would be really good, I guess. Yeah. I hope na I would be a good enough parent na pag tumanda na ako at kinailangan ko na ng mag-aalaga sa akin, ay they would
kagawin
want.
Kagawin silang investment.
Hindi. Yung yung mahal nila ako.
Paano kung hindi? Parang mahal ka nila pero hindi masyado.
That's on me. I guess that's on me. If I was a very shitty parent and my children would not want to take care of me when I need to be taken care of, I guess that's on me. I have to understand that. Diba? Kasi hindi naman nila ginustong mapanganak sa mundo at hindi nila obligasyon ko na alagaan sila hanggang tumanda sila at kaya na nilang alagaan ang sarili nila. Pero hindi nila obligasyon na alagaan ako. Kaya sana I do a good enough job of taking care of them so that when the time comes that ako naman ang kailangan nila alagaan, nagugustuhin naman nila kahit hindi nila obligasyon.
Mm-hmm.
Sana maging ganong parent ako na yung mahal ako ng mga anak ko at babalikan nila ako at hindi nila ako abandonahin.
Next question. Next question. Oo, bago okay. Natin i-end yung podcast.
Okay.
Kunwari, nagkasakit yung nanay mo. Trangkaso levels. Yung unang beses ka nagkasakit alone. Ganon, that kwento.
Oo.
Pero nangyari yun sa nanay mo ngayon, this weekend. And you have the means.
To go there?
At sinabi niya, anak, kahit ngayong weekend lang.
Oo, pupunta ako kung kailangan talaga ako ng nanay ko. At walang mag-aalaga sa kanya.
Hindi sa walang mag-aalaga. Like, gusto ko maging dependent sa'yo.
Ay. Ngayong oh no, linggo. Mama.
Oh, ano, like, kailangan kasi, kong maging dependent.
Ganito yan. Sa'yo. Ngayong linggo lang.
Oh, sige nga.
De, mayroon kasi mga kapatid ko dun eh. So,
eh, ikaw nga ang gusto.
Pwede naman. De, oo, I mean, kung kaya ko naman, yun kasi yung mahirap. Ito yung reason kung bakit hesitant akong sabihin na, ay, dapat yung mga anak ko, pag matanda ako, alagaan nila ako. Kasi, I am assuming na pag dumating yung panahon na yun, meron na sila sariling buhay, meron na sila sariling pamilya siguro, or alam correct. Mo yun.
Eh ano ba, parang andun ka ba sa point bilang isang anak na tutugon beyond that obligation in that scenario?
Again, it's tutugon ako sa kung hanggang saan ko kaya. Kasi, okay, responsable na ako sa... Wait, this sounds weird.
May sarili ka na kang pamilya kasi.
Oo, may sarili naman na akong pamilya. Hindi naman sa wala akong, alam mo yun, nagliliwaliw lang ako at wala akong ginagawa at ayoko lang siyang puntahan. Like, kung merong, nasa situation kasi kung meron namang mag-aalaga sa kanya doon,
diba?
Meron namang other means kung paano ako tutulong, like, pwede naman ako magpadala ng pera kung kailangan, diba? Kung meron ako, diba? There are other means of helping out. It's not just being present there. Kasi kung ako magiging present there, hindi naman ako miracle worker na pag nandun ako, bigla na lang siyang gagaling, di ba? Pero kung kailangan niya talaga yung presensya ko at sabihin nating nakadepende doon ng kanyang recovery, totoo, pupunta ako kung nakakatulong talaga yun, di ba? Pero kung pupunta lang ako doon at magpakita lang at magbaganda, di ba? Ano naman, kung saan mas nakakatulong at kung saan ko kaya, doon ako... Siyempre, willing pa rin naman ako. Gusto ko pa rin. Gusto ko pa rin.
Okay. Ayun. Sige, maraming salamat sa pagsasagot. Ang dami kong gustong tanongin bigla. Pero
ikaw nga, kasi, mga hot seat question nga yan eh. Mga hot seat question nga yan eh. Dapat nga ikaw nagsasagot yan eh. Ikaw, Daryl!
Sino bang nag-isip ng outline?
Ikaw, Daryl.
Anong ikaw, Daryl? Ibabalik mo.
Mm-mm. Paano pag dumating sa panahon Andaya na kailangan na ng tatay mo na alagaan siya?
O di, syempre, alagaan ko siya. Hindi kailangan maging ako yung mag-aalaga. Pero mag-work ako to the point na, alam mo yun, magkaroon ng means para maalagaan siya. Hanggang dun sa aking mga kaya. Pero syempre, may limitations yun.
Eh, sa mama mo?
Eh, ganun din.
Gusto niya... Daryl, anak, I need you to come here. I want you to be the one to take care of me.
O di, once in a while.
No, I need you here. I need your presence.
Bakit may pa-monologue? May pa-dialogue?
Oh, ginaganyan mo din ako kanina.
OT na tayo, OT na tayo.
Kaya yun ang one day editing powers ko.
Oo, pero anyways, Kesh, maraming salamat sa pagsasagot. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Parang ang daming podcast topics tuloy na nabuksan.
Tulad
after
ng...
this conversation. Like, gusto kong tanongin kung how far would you go for your parents? Mga ganon. Siyempre, huwag mo nang sagutin yan ngayon kasi OT na tayo. Pero yun siguro yung mga isa sa mga ilan sa mga topics or questions na pwedeng ma-anticipate in the future. Because we're gonna have to talk about this as part of life. Yeah,
those are very hard questions, by the way. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be different pag nandun na sa sitwasyon. Like, this is the politically correct answer that I'm saying in the podcast. Pero when it's there, it's different. It's definitely different.
Okay, so yun po yung mga sagot ni Kesh.
Pwede yun na po siya i-cancel.
Hindi naman. Actually, itong question of living independently, feeling ko, in my personal nagbigay ng opinion, feeling ko, lahat naman tayo gusto sigurong magkaroon ng chance to be independent from the things we are dependent to. Diba? Pero, yun nga, unfortunately, we live in a world na kailangan natin maging dependent somehow, like, sa finances, sa trabaho natin, diba, ngayong adults, like, I cannot lose my job. Ganyan. Ganong sort of, so...
Independence. Ganong sort of dependence tayo.
Like, yeah, like, independence is a prank, ganyan. Kaya we would just want to wish na sana, ayun, meron pa din mabigyan ng ample tools and opportunities yung mga adults, young adults ngayon, to be given the chance to become independent or at least make that choice. Hindi yung gusto nilang maging independent pero they couldn't be because, yun nga, baba ng employment rate, tas ng inflation, na they have to make choices that they wouldn't otherwise choose.
Yeah. Ayun, I've also realized, nobody can truly be independent. Like we were saying kanina, di ba? Like, lahat tayo dependent one way or another. Sabi nga nila, no man is an island. Oh, di ba? No man is an island. We can never really go through life alone. We need help. And I mean that. This is a call for help. We need help. Diba? It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to want help. There is no shame of asking for help if you want.
On that note, if you are feeling stressed out, you know, about this whole independence thing or any other issues, and you would want to seek help and talk about it, you can look for the links that we have provided sa aming show notes. And there are also hotlines, no? Mental health hotlines na ilalagay namin doon. And of course, andito rin kami, like, kahit di ka namin kilala, ano kami, chat support. Chat. And then we are open to listening to your stories.
Yes.
Ayun. That's it for this episode. Pero salamat sa pakikinig. Diba? Ayaw mo silang pasalamatan, Kesh?
Nag-ano ako, nag-disassociate ako. Rini-rewind ko kung ano yung mga sinabi ko. Pero ayun nga. Oh, yes, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. It was a very weird discussion. Pero ayun, yeah. If you have any, you know, suggestions or anything that you want to talk about, just hit us up. You can PM us directly. Alam naman yung mga nakikinig dito. Eh, friends lang din naman namin. So, usapin nyo kami. Kung gusto nyo kami i-call out nyo kami. Dali, please. De, yeah. So, I guess that's it, right?
At para ulit, sa mga first time na nakikinig, ako ulit si Daryl.
Ako naman si Kesh.
And this is This Thing On?
The Podcast. Wake up, today's gonna be a good day.